What a waste. Three words that none of us ever wants to hear. What a waste. We're taught as kids not to waste our food. None of us wants to waste our resources, our money, our time. No one wants their life to be a waste. I'm sure some walked away from the cross on that Good Friday, looking at Jesus dead, thinking, what a waste. A young man, a great teacher, we'd put so much hope in him. We thought he could save us. What a waste. And in a certain sense, this is exactly what Jesus came to do. He came to be emptied, we hear from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. He emptied himself. He poured out everything. He spent everything for us. This was his mission, to be wasted for us, to waste his life, but to bear much fruit. And as he hangs on the cross, he invites you into that same gift. Now, we heard in the Passion reading, this woman comes, and before he's crucified, she pours out all this perfumed oil. She wastes it on him. And she's mocked. People say, wow, what a waste. You could have spent that on so many other great things. But Jesus lifts her up as an example. And he says, wherever the gospel is preached, this woman and her gift will be held up. She was willing to waste this great gift in imitation of our Lord's great gift. Why would anyone waste their life? Why would anyone waste their time? It can only be for some greater good. It can only be for our greater good and for the Master's need. This is what we heard at the first gospel today before I processed around the church, that Jesus told his disciples, go and gather this colt and tell the people, the Master has need of it. So when people ask us, why are you going to Mass? Why are you practicing your faith? There's not even an obligation right now. Why are you wasting your time at church this week? You can tell them, I need it. And the Master has need of it. And so I invite you to come back this week to have greater time of prayer, greater time to pour over these mysteries of our faith. Waste your time this week with the Lord. Waste your life on him. Is there any other way, anything greater that we could waste ourselves on? He wasted himself for you. Come and waste yourself with him.